Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 22, first broadcast on Radio GH on Sunday the 25th of July 2021. Hello again, everyone, after my wonderful trip to Scotland, seeing so many friends again, enjoying some great music and crack, and even dancing live to Marian Anderson's band. Thank you, Peter Marshall, for having the courage to organise that. And now to this week's programme, starting with a simple enough reel, Catch the Wind, by Romaine Butterfield in New Zealand, which he starts to a hornpipe. Romaine originally used the merry-go-round or flirtation hornpipe, but when the dance was adopted by the RSCDS in Book 45, they chose the Navi. This dance is basically a one solo, except for bars 17 to 24, where twos and threes join in for reels of three across. The story is that it depicts an engaged couple where she would not name the day, until after much persistence on his part, eventually she allows herself to be caught. There are a lot of good different recordings for this, but I can only choose one, so here are Ewan Galloway's band on First Class Delivery. That was Ewan's band playing the Navvy, Kirk's Hornpipe, the Black Boy and Forbes Rayburn of Huntley for Catch the Wind. Our first Strass Bay dates back to my youth again and is the four-couple blue mess jacket. Mess dress is the military term for the formal evening dress worn in the mess or at other formal occasions. This dance was devised by Douglas Henderson and the tune is called Squadron Leader Douglas Henderson. Number 5 mess dress in the Royal Air Force is jacket and trousers in mid-blue. Among Scottish-based units, a kilt of grey Clan Douglas tartan was initially authorised, but the official RAF tartan is now authorised. The dance contains the spurtle, a series of half reels of four across, and the timing is all important. The supporting couple has four bars to reel across and dance up one place. Ones, meanwhile, will in effect loop round the end of the reel in two bars and then turn right hand in two bars to face opposite sides again. Having done this with twos and threes, eight bars, they then repeat with fours and then turn once more in two bars to finish on opposite sides in fourth place, so that all four couples can set on the last two bars of that phrase. The last eight bars of the dance, all half petronella, gets everyone back to their own sides. For me, the only recording I could use is by Rob Gordon, so I'll dedicate this to Billy Stewart. Lovely to see you and Sheila last week. That was Rob Gordon from the Caledonian Ball Volume 2 LP. Now another New Zealand dance, this time from RSCDS Book 46, the very popular jig Best Set in the Hall. It was devised by Helen Greenwood for Campbell McKay of Auckland, who when counting lines encourages dancers to make up numbers by joining the best set in the hall. The movement for which the dance is known was previously used in a dance for or by Peter White, and several names have been suggested for it, though I don't think the RSCDS has adopted one yet. Set and Cast Away could be a possibility. The dance is now sometimes referred to as the pantomime dance. It's behind you. And I have it on good authority from some New Zealand youngsters that the proper pronunciation is actually Best Sit in the Hole. Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band recorded the CD for Book 46.
Thank you.
That was Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band with Bis Sit in the Hole from RSCDS Book 46. Our next dance is a well-requested track, I suspect even more so for the music than the dance, as it is Jim Lindsay's Reel of the Puffins. As I've said before, this is one of the all-time great CDs, a must-have in any collection, and this track is The Black Bear. The dance is another by John Bowie Dixon, devised in 1998, for the wedding of Katie Fallas and Ian Roxburgh. Katie and Ian met while dancing and watching puffins in the Faroes with Dunedin dancers. Today it is dedicated to Sarah Horn, Helen Robinson, Anne Robb, Sheila and Billy in Aberdeen, and Jeremy Vick in Leicester. Black Bear for Reel of the Puffins, played by Jim Lindsay and his band. Today's eight-time Strathspey is Bonnie Strongiray, devised by Robert Campbell in 1963 and published in Glasgow Assembly and Other Scottish Dances book. The dance begins with an eight-bar half-reel progression, i.e. ones and twos turn three-quarters to the centre line, dance half a reel of four, turn three-quarters to progress to place. Then one set advancing to each other to face first corners, who they turn three quarters, and repeat with second corners finishing on opposite sides. All three couples cross right hand, and while one's cast right, the corners advance and retire on the diagonal. Now in lines across, repeat up and down the dance, finishing with ones back to back facing fourth corner positions. Half reel of four on this diagonal, pass left shoulder around to face third corner, half reel on this diagonal, and a quick right-hand turn to finish in second place. There are six recordings on CD, two American, one Canadian, one Antipodean, and two Scottish. It was difficult to choose, but in the end I chose one of the American ones, Reel of Seven, from their 2015 Gotta Dance CD, where the tunes are Bonnie Strongiray by Nan Main, Miss Irene Fiddler's Strathspey by Christopher Blair, both recommended tunes for the dance, Pamela Rose Grant and The Laird of Atherton, both by Alastair Fraser. Thank you. thrill of seven from San Francisco Bay Area, California, playing for the Strathspey Bonnie Stronchiray. Now to Northern Ireland, and a 4x48 bar square set jig called Bunker Hill by John Campbell. Now I'm sure that in the Belfast Platinum Anniversary book there is information which I could give you about the dance, and probably who it was dedicated to. But as I'm away from home recording this in my mobile studio, aka caravan, I don't have that book to hand. Now there was the Battle of Bunker Hill on June 17th, 1775, during the Siege of Boston in the first stage of the American Revolutionary War, named after Bunker Hill in Charleston, Massachusetts. However, I am more inclined to tell you about Bunker Hill in Market Hill, Newry and Armagh. The name comes from a 19th century house, now vanished, once tenanted by Chevalier Gustavus Hine of the Ulster Steamship Company Limited. Gustavus had come to Belfast from Danzig in 1826, and in an 1854 directory he was listed as a general merchant, a shipbroker, and as the Prussian consul in Belfast, with the title Chevalier. He married Letitia Peary, and they had 16 children. They were living in Bunker Hill in 1850, but not for that long afterwards, and in 1863 6 acres of its estate were sold off for building new houses. So to the dance. Ones and threes dance rights and lefts. All the men dance right hand across and back left hand. The ladies repeat and finish facing out to flow into a full Chevalier reel. The last 8 bars are the progression. All set and linked to face partner, turn right hand into promenade hold facing anti-clockwise and chase one place. The CD to accompany the book is of course by Marian Anderson and her band, and the tunes are John's own tune, Carol Campbell's Jig, Helen and Jimmy King of Orkinelvik by Ian T. Muir, Melanie Murphy by Marie Fielding, and Tea and Toast by Gordon Shand. the unmistakable sound of Marian Anderson and her band.
Are you looking for a new CD to listen to? Are you a keen dancer and looking for a new dance? Or perhaps a whole book of new dances? Then look no further. Amanda Peart runs the Sunday Class website and has a large range of stock for you to browse, featuring CDs from many well-known bands like Jim Lindsay, Marian Anderson, The Glen Craig, and many more. She also stocks books of dances from the UK, North America, Australasia and Europe, as well as some CDs you might just want to sit and listen to from artists like singer Alex Hodgson and instrumentalist Heather Cameron. All CDs and books can be paid for securely via PayPal using a debit or credit card. Or you can contact Amanda by email with a special order. And why not take advantage of the free shipping on offer just now too? What are you waiting for? Get yourself online to thesundayclass.org.uk. That's thesundayclass.org.uk.
Time for a five-couple reel now, and you can tell from the symmetry of this dance that it's likely to be by Roy Goldring. Miss Johnston of Ardrossan was written for Muriel Johnston. Muriel herself wrote the lead tune, Ardrossan Hornpipe, and Luke Brady follows that with Darain Dancing, The Glasgow Reel, and Chris Worrell. So this is for Jill Burrows and all you Tam Lynn fans. Brady from his Take Your Partners for Volume 1 CD from 2008. Now a nice three-couple Strathspey to a lovely tune and excellent band. What more could we want? David Queen Strathspey was devised by Angela Balteel in 2008 in recognition of his relentless patience whilst teaching me the tournée, which is conspicuous by its absence in this dance. The recording is Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band from the Ribble Valley Book CD, and the lead tune is Callum's Road by Donald Shaw. Nicol McLaren and Callum's Road for the David Queen Strass Bay. Now someone who I haven't played for a while, so I decided to remedy that. Ian MacPhail and his band. The dance Cape Breton Island was devised by John Drury in 1988 and published by him in that year's summer collection. It is a 4x32 bar reel with threes and fours starting on opposite sides. No mention of two chords, and Ian doesn't play them. You may remember me saying before that John Drury had a fairly fluid attitude towards two chords, sometimes specifying them and other times just giving the starting places. The dance starts with all four couples in twos dancing set and rotate to change places. The next eight bars, ones and fours dance out of their nearer end, divide and cast to collect their opposite number in promenade hold, and then dance left shoulder round each other to finish facing the man at top or bottom. Left shoulder reels of three across to finish on the sides, in the order 2-4-1-3, with ones and threes on opposite sides, and the dance finishes with eight hands round and back. The track is from the Dancing World of Ian MacPhail CD from 1993. Cape Breton Island is at the eastern end of Nova Scotia, overlooking the Gulf of St. Lawrence, which is known for migratory whales. Although physically an island, separated from the peninsula by the Strait of Canso, the Canso Causeway now connects it to mainland Nova Scotia. One of the world's largest saltwater lakes, Bra d'Or, dominates the island's centre. The town of Sydney honours local music with the Big Fiddle, a giant violin statue on the waterfront. Our last dance today is an 8x40 jig, written by another good deviser, Chris Ronald. It was published in the Sunday Class Dance Book 2, for which, of course, Marian Anderson recorded the CD. Mary St. Andrews has its origins in English folk dancing, which Chris also enjoys, and he adopted one of their movements to become Set Cross Chase. The original English dance was the Merry Andrew. But as Chris was devising a Scottish dance, he gave it a title with an appropriate twist, which I am sure was not intended to reflect on the original meaning of the phrase. A Merry Andrew was a person who amuses others by ridiculous behaviour, such as a clown, jester or comic. The first appearance in print of Merry Andrew, used in a generic sense, was in the late 17th century. The Italian Merry Andrews took their place and quite debauched the stage with lewd grimace. Dryden, 1684. The dance begins with ones setting and casting off two places as twos and threes step up. Twos then repeat that as threes and ones step up, so the order is now 3-1-2. For the next 24 bars, the two people in second place are the key. They face diagonally right, first corner diagonal, said to those people, change right hand and chase outside of the standing corner to their own sides. Again, second place couple, this time face diagonally left, set, change left hand and chase to own sides. The third time is as the first, i.e. right hand, and all should now be opposite their partner in the order 2-1-3. Celebrate with six hands round and back. So, ones set, cast two, twos repeat. Those in second place, set, cross, chase three times, right, left, right, and then circle to finish. Merry St. Andrews. Thank you, Marion. Always good to finish a programme with a circle. I hope that you have enjoyed my choice of music and dances this week, and will want to tune in again next week. My thanks as always to Derek and Ewan at Radio GH, and after spending a day with Ewan in the studio in the East, my admiration knows no bounds. And thank you for listening, and do get in touch if you would like a request, dedication, or just a mention. Easiest is to email me, amanda@radiogh.co.uk, but any other email address which you have for me will reach me equally quickly. Our play-out track today is a Bavarian polka from Jim Lindsay's Free Hand album. Have fun, be good, and see you next week. Bye!